Today's show is all about fire prevention and fire safety, but as far as I'm concerned, it should be 12 months a year that we're worrying about this. But specifically, I want to make sure that you have the right devices in your home to help keep you and your family safe. Joining me on the phone line is Ashley Gokin, who is the Senior Manager of Brand Marketing at First Alert. Ashley, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I have to imagine that you, too, believe that this is something we should be focused on really every day of the year.
Yes, every day of the year, fire safety is so important. But October is Fire Prevention Month, so it's the perfect time to gather your family and discuss fire safety and the proper protection for your home.
I know that one of the things you folks at First Alert do is you talk about whole home safety. What does that mean when it comes to fire prevention?
Yeah, so whole home safety is so important. So that means just having the proper protection throughout your home. So installing your smoke and your carbon monoxide alarms on every level and in every bedroom. An easy way to remember that is every level, every bedroom. And then also on top of the alarms, having fire extinguishers. So fire extinguishers are also a critical part to your home safety plan. Have those on every level and then in common spaces like the kitchen and garage.
You know, people listen to this and they're like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Or I think my smoke detectors work. But like right now, someone's listening. What could they do today? You know, when they get done listening to us this morning, they're like, you know what? I was listening to Ashley and Lou and I need to do something. And what am I going to do today to make a difference to make my home safer for myself and my family?
That's a very good point. So first off, install alarms on every level and in every bedroom. And then once they're installed, you need to make sure that you maintain them. So test your alarms regularly, replace the batteries at least every 6 months, or I would even recommend upgrading to 10-year sealed battery alarms. Now, these are my favorite because they eliminate battery replacements for an entire decade, so they're very convenient.
Do you see, I agree with you. I think that now that the technology with these 10-year batteries, it just, to me, makes so much more sense. I realize it's a little bit more of an investment for people, but when you think about what that detector can do, both as a smoke or a carbon monoxide or a combination, it's really pennies. But do you think we're going to get to a point in the near future where perhaps battery replacement, you know, those are going to get phased out?
I think there'll be all types of alarms available, but 10-year sealed battery alarms definitely help prevent the battery removal.
Yeah.
So these are very convenient. And again, they eliminate those battery replacements for a decade, those late night battery trips for a decade.
Right.
But you still should test them regularly to make sure everything's functioning properly.
You talk about those chirps and really the idea right behind the 10-year battery is that at the end of the 10 years, you dispose of the entire device and then you buy a new one. Now, with more traditional ones, how do you know when it's time to replace those devices?
Yes. So alarms are on duty 24/7. They need to be replaced at least every 10 years. And if you can't remember the last time you replaced your alarm, it's best just to replace the entire unit completely.
Right. Right. I know that there's, there's a lot of the detectors now have a little sticker on it where you can write the date on it. I just went through actually last October and replaced all the smoke detectors in our home. And I actually just took a marker right on the outside and put the date that I installed it, you know, so that I could visually look up. And it's a reminder, which is not a bad thing to do. Okay. The detectors, of course, very important. Every floor is important. That's a great way to prepare your home in case there was a fire. But how do we ensure that, like, families and, you know, household members are prepared as well?
So it's so important that you have an emergency escape plan and practice it at least twice a year with your entire family. So with October being Fire Prevention Month, this is a perfect opportunity. So when you're planning your escape plan, make sure you plan a safe distance away from the home. Once you're outside, make sure you call 911.
Right.
And it's also important never to go back into a burning building. So that is one tip you should definitely remember.
What about people that have pets? You know, there's a lot of people that have pets. And any advice there when it comes to fire safety?
Yes. So we can't forget about pets. So make sure that you assign a member of your family to make sure that you have the pet and it gets out of the home safely as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, a lot of folks that are getting a little older, maybe are disabled individuals, family members in the home, I would imagine probably goes to somebody being assigned to those folks as well, right?
Yes, make sure you include that in your fire safety plan as well. That's extremely important to make sure all members of the family are considered in your escape plan.
Mm. You mentioned earlier about fire extinguishers, and those also have a life cycle too, right? I know that, you know, there's a little gauge on there that can tell you, you know, it'll be in the green, but is there any kind of maintenance or things that people should be aware of when it comes to fire extinguishers that they should be doing on a regular basis?
Yes, make sure you're checking that pressure gauge on your extinguisher, to your point. And then, of course, just make sure you know how to use it. So in the event that there is a fire in your home, it can be intimidating.
Yeah.
So remember that acronym PATH. That's a super easy way to remember it. So pull the pin, aim at the base, the nozzle at the base of the fire, you squeeze the trigger, and then you sweep from side to side. So PATH is a super easy way to remember how to use a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. A lot of people may have fire extinguishers, but if you've never used it before, like how much pressure it is or whatever, it isn't that it's difficult, but following those rules on how to use it can really make a difference on controlling a fire in your home. And I know that there are different fire extinguishers, right, based on the type of fire that there is, A, B, or C, when it comes to what you should have in your home.
Yes, there are different types of fire extinguishers. There's home fire extinguishers, commercial fire extinguishers. We also have an easy fire spray, which is just a point and spray fire extinguishing spray that is very easy to use as well.
Yeah, the Tundra, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yes, easy fire spray.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good one. All right, Ashley, where do people go to find First Alert products and learn more information about how to keep their family safe this month and really every month of the year?
Yes, you can visit firstalert.com, and First Alert products are sold at retailers nationwide like Lowe's and Ace Hardware.
Ashley Gokin is the Senior Manager for Brand Marketing at First Alert. Ashley, it's always nice to speak with you and to remind people that these are small, simple steps to keep them safe in their home, not only during Fire Prevention Month, but every single day. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on How Smarts Radio.
Thanks so much, Lou. Have a great day.